Hello, my name is Remy and I like to talk. I love Weibo, and this is me just documenting my life's experiences, you know, as I go, the mistakes I make, the things I have learned and all of that. So, if you like Weibo, if you like to just listen to people talk at your leisure time, this is where you should be. You know, we learn, unlearn and relearn a lot of things here. Not forgetting to spread love, joy and a lot of hugs. Don't forget, it is vibes all the way from here. So, if you are in on any of the things that I have mentioned, this is the place that you should be. You are now about to listen to another episode of the Omnivore Podcast. Come along. Hello all. Hi, Remy here. Good day and welcome to another episode of the Omnivore Podcast, the best podcast out there. I hope that you've been good. I hope your day has been bubbling. It's been nice. I really hope that you have been having fun and that you're thriving despite whatever life is like throwing at you. I have been good. I'm happy because, you know, I turned 22 some days ago. And this episode obviously is like a gratitude episode, an appreciation episode to God, to life, to everything and everybody, because I've learned a lot and I'm grateful for a lot of things, hence the production of this episode or the reason why I am doing this episode. Have in mind that this is a solo episode because it is my birthday, it's my experience, it's my 22, and nobody else could do it better for me. Nobody could say it, because even if I had anybody on, even if they're 22 too, even if I find someone who was born on the same day with me, when I'm sharing my experiences, they might not be able to relate to these things. So I'm going to make it as simple and short as possible. I'll try my best to make sure that it doesn't go too far. I just want to share with you some things that I have learned, some things that I'm grateful for. One of my keywords lately has been grateful, because I really am grateful. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive. I mean, I've not lived long enough, but I have gone through some experiences that could have drained me, that could have taken me away, but I'm still here standing strong. So before we go into what I have to say, the 22 thing, 22 is kind of long. 22 is long. I've been on this earth for 22. Come on. So before we go into it, it's a tradition to rant. What have I been up to? Before I tell you that, I've been up to school. Like, I'm in school. I'm trying to get this degree. Regardless, I just want to have, at least not be somebody is an illiterate or someone is not literate enough. I mean, some people are not illiterate, but they are probably not literate enough or to the level or extent that they want to be or people around them expect them to be. So I'm trying to be more literate, because it's not just about reading book. There are a lot of things I've learned in school that it's not necessarily about book per se, and I'm grateful for. So what do I have to rant about? I don't necessarily have a rant about school. I feel like this school thing is temporary. The moment I leave it, I'll not be ranting about it again. I'll be talking about other things. So yeah, I don't want to glorify it too much. It's just for a moment. It's temporary. What do I want to tell you about? What do I want to rant about? I don't want to. I have things, obviously. I always do. But I don't want to rant about anything. I just want to say I'm grateful. I just want to say I'm thankful. I just want to say that I have had, or could have given myself reasons to stop writing, stop practicing my voiceover work, stop hoping that I could get gigs to host, stop this podcast. I could have given myself a billion and one reasons to stop this thing, but I'm still here. The whole idea started. It started in 2019, when I got into this same uni, 2019, when I got here. No, it actually actualized in uni. It was in 2018 when I was done with secondary school and I was trying to like, oh yeah, can I do my hobby, blah blah blah. Spoke to some friends and they were like, oh yeah, you could do this, we could see some choices in you. That time it was still low-key, and now look at me, I'm here, I'm still pushing. I could have stopped. Believe me, I have had moments that I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not gonna do this anymore. But I kept going. I'm still doing it, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been riding with me till date. You're not going to regret it. It's going to be bigger than this. And you're going to be like, yeah, I've been listening to her since she was recording in her room. I've been listening to her since she's been doing this, blah, 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 blah. I've known her, I've been reading her work, and I'm so happy for her. You're going to be part of my success, by God's grace. So there's no rant. I am just grateful for everything. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag 22. Hashtag to hot handle. Yeah, so in no particular order, let's get into the things that I am happy for, that I am grateful for, that I have learned, unlearned, and relearned, you know, like I said in the intro. So the first thing is my mom. My mom that carried me in her stomach for 9 months. I mean, there was no complications per se. It went smooth. I mean, I heard stories about my birth and my pre-birth, and I'm happy. I saw pictures of my mom when she was carrying me, and she looked so beautiful, like so angel. And I mean, anytime I remember or that memory comes, it just makes me more grateful. Like when I just see that picture in my head, it just makes me more grateful for everything. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything. That's the first thing that I'm grateful for. The second thing that I am grateful for is the cakes that I've gotten in my life. Now, I can tell you for a fact that I'm 22 and I've only gotten cakes 2 times. Like, my birthday has been celebrated and I've gotten cakes 2 times only in my life, and it was for my first birthday and my second birthday. I know this because I saw pictures as proof, and it kind of hurt though going as a teenager. Sometimes they don't remember my birthday at home. Sometimes nobody remembers. It's like I don't exist. It's like I'm hidden in plain sight. It used to hurt. My birthdays used to be very sad days and painful days for me, but I'm way past that. I've realized that I have a sole job and sole responsibility to own my shit all day, any day. So that's way the past. But I'm really grateful for all the cakes I've gotten. I hope to start getting more for myself. Apparently, on my birthday, I couldn't get cake for myself. But best believe I'm still going to get a cake for myself. And even if it's not my birthday, I will keep getting cakes for myself, because there's nobody that can appreciate me better than me. Period. Prayer. So yeah, number two, I'm grateful for the cakes. Number three, let's get it on. Number three is I am more truthful to myself and with myself. Like, I don't see the need to lie about things. Like, you know, as you grow, like, there's this denial. I don't know if you've listened to the denial episode. It was an outpour for me. It was an outburst. It was revealing for me too, because I said some things on there that were, you know. And I've realized that I'm more truthful to myself. The denial episode came about because I was truthful to myself. I remember telling you I was on a walk when I got the glimpse. I passed through a place that gave me nostalgia and all of that. And I saw how I have changed, and how I'm not lying to myself about things anymore. And it cuts through all spheres of my life. So I'm really grateful that I don't lie to myself. Like, I'm more truthful to myself. I'm with myself. Like, there's no shady thing going on. And I hope that it gets better, because there are a lot of things too I know that I still have to work on. And, you know, we are aiming at that soft babe life. And there are a lot of criteria to be a soft babe. You get, so I'm really happy for that. Number four is that I know now that I don't need to keep people necessarily around me. And you know, there was a time that I used to feel like the fact that I could count my friends with only one of my hands, I felt like it was a bad thing. I felt I was socially awkward. I felt like I was weird to say and stand my ground that, oh, these are my friends and these are not my friends, or these are my friends but these are my close friends. And it took time for me to understand that dynamics of friendship, or having people around you and acquaintances, and how important and how delicate that is, because it could make or mar you. So I've realized, and that's why this is number four. That's why I'm saying that I'm grateful that I don't need somebody that is not adding any value to me, but on the outside it looks like there are goals and stuff. Now, if it's chaotic in the dustbin, if it's giving me problems in the trash can, and I do it so unapologetically, like my delete button, my stay away button, even like apart from phone and stuff, like personally, my detach button is not far, like it's not really far. Once I notice, I move away, I detach, and I'm really grateful for that. Yeah. And also, I used to call myself a bad person for doing that when I started, but I realized that everybody has to do things for themselves. Everybody has to be selfish at some point. So if it's you, you'll do the same thing. If it's me, I'll do the same thing. Nobody's a bad person, and that's on period. Number five is I'm happy with the relationship I have with my mom. Now, the thing is, I remember talking about my mom and the first thing, like the number one thing I said. And why I'm grateful for my relationship with my mom, and I think that every of my siblings too would say, is because one, we have, compared to our other parents, like our dad, we had a good relationship with my mom, and I feel like it's because it was not one-sided. In as much as we or I wanted to work on it, even in my subconscious, she was making an effort too, and that's why we are where we are. Truth is, I used to hate my mom, like point blank, straight up. I'm going to tell it to your face. And if we ever have this conversation, she knows this. It's not really a matter of if we have this conversation. She says it. She tells people that I used to say I hate her, and she used to feel very hurt. It hurt her, but we've not really gotten to the place where we will have a conversation like heart to heart therapy ish about it. But yeah, I used to say I hate my mom. I didn't like her. I didn't want to have anything to do with her. But look, she's one of my biggest supporters, like one of my realest G's, like right now, like. We did. And to be very honest, even 5 years ago or 3 years ago, if somebody had told me that I'll be where I am with my mom now, I'll say it's a lie. Like, most times I could be on the phone with my mom, but if I don't say ma, if I don't say mommy, you will not necessarily know that I'm on the phone with my mom, because we're that cool. She's that understanding, and she knows how to parent in a perfect way. I'm not saying what you think I'm saying, but yeah, I'm happy basically with the relationship with my mom, and I hope it gets better. Yeah. Number six is I'm more intentional about doing the right things. Now, before, I don't used to really care like that, sha. But now I feel like, oh, if you do the right thing, it pays off. Like, if something is good, do it. If you see trash on the floor, pick it up and put it where it's supposed to be. You don't, like, it starts from those little things. Oh, when you eat something, you're in a cab or you're in Uber or somewhere, you don't wind down to throw things out because it's wrong. I've actually never liked this since I was a child. So when I see people do it, I caution them. So I'm just giving an example. Like, doing the right thing, like, it's pleasing. It's hard, though. It's very uncomfortable, but it is actually good. That's one thing I've come to realize in my journey. Number seven is, I can't have it all at once. Like, I can't have it all now, like, all in one place or the way I want it, and that's fine. Now, growing up, you know, there's always this mentality shift. There's always this reality check that happens from when you were a child to when you're a teenager to when you're a young adult. Now, I used to think different things at different points in my life, and now at this young adult phase that I am in, I feel like I come to understand that, you know what, you can't have it all at once. You know, when you're a child, you want sweets, you get it. You want bobo, you get it. You want to be carried, you're carried. You want to be left alone, no matter what, you're left alone. You don't want to take a drug. Your parents might leave you for a while, but maybe later you will take a job. Maybe at that time, you're not really willing to. Like, you get what I'm saying? Then when you're a teenager, there's this, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Like, oh, you can't have this, you can't have that. Nobody gives you what you want, when you want it and how you want it. And guess what? It gets worse when you're a young adult. And I think, I don't want to say it gets worse when you're growing. I don't want to say that. But honestly, I've learned that I can't have everything I want. How do I come to realize this? My line of hobby, my career, this podcasting thing I do. When I wanted to start, there's some things I was like, oh, I want, like, I had this picture that I painted in my head of how I want it to be, how I want it to look, when and where. I want it to happen at this time. I want it to be like this. And then before we get to this point, next 6 months, I want it to be like this. It must be like this. If not, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. And then as I went, I realized that, oh, Benny, life is not really like this. So all this stuff that you were doing in your head, now just imagination. Oh, God, come to me. Come back. Like, come back to life. Don't, you know, look at things the way they are. You want it on the 27th of August, and when it's 5:30, you want it that time. What happens if it comes 5:35? Who do you want to blame? Who do you want to beat? What if it doesn't come till the 19th of September? What do you want to do? Nothing. That's life. That's how it was programmed to be, pre-designed to be. So I've learned to, like, just take things as they are. Because shocker is, this podcast, you're going to be listening to it at a very later time. It was supposed to come out on my birthday, but look at when it's coming out. But I'm not beating myself up. I'm not yelling about anything because some technicalities came up and it just couldn't come out on my birthday. But growing up has made me realize that, you know what? This life, just take it like that. You can't always have it your way all at once, and that's it. Number eight. One thing that I have realized in my journey of 22, or my journey through or to 22, is that if my brothers are fine, I'm fine. I understand if my brothers will listen to this, or anybody will listen to this and might feel some type of way about it, but the truth is, I'm very selfless like that. Like, if 24 hours, I could think about how they're going to be fine, how they're going to be, or how things are going to be, or if I have it first, who I'm going to take care of first. You do get, like, I want them to be sorted first, then me last. Like, they first, me last. And that's how it has been in my head. But if only they could come into my head to see how I see things. Basically, and I'm really happy. I'm happy that I think like that. Maybe it's the mother instinct in me. Maybe it's the sister, whatever. I don't know what it is, but I'm happy because if every of my brother is fine, I'm okay. Like, if they are where they want, or what they get what they want in life or out of life, chicken, there's nothing to like fret about. Like, that's one thing that I'm happy for. Number nine is that I used to be an angry bird, but I'm grateful that I'm not necessarily an angry bird like that. You know, the thing is, I don't know, but Yoruba people used to say something like, walking will be returned. Like, a mad person is not healed one time, like wholly or totally healed at once. Like, even with the miracles that Jesus did in the Bible, remember the lepers, the 10 lepers that Jesus told them to go, that they are healed? One was made even whole, wholer than the others. I don't know if there's a word like whole, the wholer, but yeah, he was made more whole than the others because he, you know, whatever. But what I'm trying to say is, it took time. When at the point where they were told that you could go, it was at, they had gotten, they had already walked a certain distance before they realized that they've been made whole. So I've realized that some things is not instant. I don't know why I started preaching for you guys, but some things are not instant. So I used to be very angry bird, like as a child. I don't know, maybe it was as a result of anything or whatever that was happening. So I used to be very angry, like any small thing would get on my nerves. Like, even when my brothers would be playing with me or tease me, I would just be angry and I would start crying. Do you get? So I used to be very angry bird, but now then it moved to the bottling up of the whole thing, and then it's not being an outburst. But now it's not as bad as before. I'm paying attention more to it. I'm trying to like curb the whole thing. So I'm grateful that I don't have that anger or whatever I used to have as a child. Because if I do have it now, I could have killed a lot. I'm telling you the fact. I could have spoiled a lot of things. I could have killed a lot. I could have done a lot of things. Well, thank God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Because honestly, sometimes I used to think, was I possessed? But yeah, I'm actually a better person now. That does not mean you should test me, shall. I'm a better person now. Alright, so number 10 thing is that I don't follow the losers. If you were active during the 2023 elections, you'd actually know that that's a very funny thing. I don't need to tell you where it came from. If you know, you know. So basically, I don't follow the losers. Because I'm not one. I'm not a loser. So I don't follow the losers. Thanks a lot. Number 11, privilege makes everything better. That's one thing I've realized. That is one thing that I have realized. See, if you're privileged in life to have some things or to be in certain places, please be grateful. Please don't take it for granted. Because being at the right place at the right time, or being, I don't know how to say it, but I've realized that privilege is a lot. There are a lot of things that I have privilege to, or I have privilege to, that some people don't. And I see the effect it has on them, and the effect it has on me too. Also, I want to get some things. But because I'm not privileged to do it, I am kind of like handicapped in a way. Like, I am held back. Like, you know, it's a stoppage. I've realized that privilege is everything. If you have privilege, please don't take it for granted. Use it well. The 12th thing, number 12 is, one thing I've learned, I'm grateful that I learned is that when I see that I've lost in something, I just take my L and I move. Because life is not only about winning, or having it your way. Bro, if your life has been going like that, you need to check, because that's just how life is. There's good, there's bad, you know? Evil, good. Do you get? Hot, cold, warm. Do you get? It's always two things. And then there's always the in-between most times. But it's basically always this or that. You can't just always be this or that. So I've realized that when I have an L, maybe I don't win some things, or I lose some things, or I fail at some things, I just take my L and I X. That's just it. No, nothing. Just love and light. The 13th thing. Funny how I practice saying the 13th thing, but I still made a mistake saying it. But so yeah, the 13th thing that I learned is how to read the room. I'm best in reading room. Don't worry. Like, no worry. Remy bad. No worry. Like, this Remy, she bad. Don't worry. I know how to read energy. reading the room doesn't necessarily mean I enter a room and I read what's going on there. That too, but I read the room. I look, you know. I might be using glasses, but my inner eyes, they're sharp, sharper than to any two edges. What? I don't know what I just said. But yeah, I read the room. I'm happy that I have learned how to read the room. And I'm still learning that. 14 is that I've learned that whatever my guts tell me, I take it like that. Like, for example, I'm on my bed. I'm supposed to prepare for maybe church or class, or I have a meeting somewhere. And I already use my inner eyes to look in my wardrobe. I'm like, oh, this dress I want to wear needs to be ironed. And my mind tells me, stand up and go and iron. I'm like, oh, I'll do it later. They're like, my mind is like, stand up, go and get this thing done. They might not be light anytime soon. Don't forget you're living in Nigeria. I'm like, oh, I'll do it later, Jerry. And I promise you, if I don't do it at that time, that's the end. I either look for an alternative or I wear squeeze clothes. That's just an example. So if my gut tells me, this is how something is going to be, or this is something, like it tells me something, I just trust it. I just trust it and I take it. I just take it like that. The 15th thing is that, yeah, we're going quick. Number 15, none of us is perfect. Like, nobody's perfect. Not my parents, not my brothers, not my friends, not my family, not my roommates, not anybody that I've ever seen or come across. Not even people that we revere or we idolize or whatever. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has a flaw. Everybody has what is wrong with them. Everybody get waiting they do them for their body. And that is fine. That is the beauty of life. Let's just say beauty. What is all this Yoruba get? That is the beauty of life, basically. Like, you don't have to be 100% perfect. Because the area that you think, oh, somebody's perfect, there might be somewhere that they're lagging. There might be somewhere that they're actually lagging. So don't look at somebody and be like, oh, this person has it all. I want to be like them now. Just accept that that's the beauty of life. And just take it like that. You know, remember I said earlier that just take your L's and go. So in your imperfections, take them and move on with life. I'm not saying that all your imperfections, you take it like that. There's some things that you can actually work on, no. There's some things that can be fixed, though. Don't say Remy said or you learned from Remy that. I'm just saying that generally there's some things that's just how they're meant to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. Number 16. I've learned to own up to my mistakes. Blah, 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 blah. I think I might say something like that before. But I don't know. It seems like I said something like that before. But yeah, I've learned to like own up to my mistakes and my failures. Oh, I said something like that in L, like when I've lost. Okay, I take my L's and I also learned to own up to my mistakes. For example, I man up about things. If maybe I wrong my roommate or I do something that is not nice and I get called out, it's not right. It's not in my place to come and start arguing or countering, especially when it is clear or glaring that what I did was not so good enough. So, because many people do these things. I mean, many people will be called out on their bullshit, but they always play defense. Please, if you really want to play defense, Chelsea is almost relegating. Go and help them. Help my team. Help them, let them come up. If you know you really know how to do this attack and defense team, go. Chelsea needs you. Go and meet them. You get, nobody needs you to come and be defending what is not. If you really want, you have the ability. Go and meet Chelsea. Not me. Thank you. So basically, I just own up to my shit. And I think you should own up to your shit when you f***ed up. Thank you. Number 17 is a quote from one of my favorite artists ever. It's show me how to be, teach me how to love. It's basically one of the prayers that I pray deep down in my heart. And when I listen to that song, it makes me feel very good. Shout out to Caveman. So, show me how to be, teach me how to love seems very short a sentence, but it is deep if you think about it. Because if you know how to be and you know how to actually love the right way, like the actual way to love, like generally, then that's what life is about. You act right and you love right. What else? There's nothing else. Like, even in the face of anything that comes your way, you know how to be and you know how to love. You're good to go. You're actually good to go. So that's my heart cry every time. Show me how to be, teach me how to love. I don't know why that is in the list, but yeah, show me how to be, teach me how to love. Number 18, sarcasm. I'm grateful for sarcasm. God, thank you for creating sarcasm because you created everything. Sarcasm makes life a lot more better. Like, you know, joy in chaos. Like, that was one of my coping mechanisms, sarcasm. Like, don't take it too far with me, please. I'll break water on your head. Thank you. So sarcasm makes life a lot more better. That's one thing I've learned. Like, guess who I learned from? Could you guess? Take a guess. Who? My brothers are so sarcastic. Like, you could be dying. You could literally be on your last lap of life. Like, not seeing day again. Like, not vibe, no energy. And my brothers will still make you laugh. They will make a joke out of it. They'll just be so sarcastic about the whole thing. And you might actually find yourself feeling better. So that's why I said joy in chaos. So I'm happy for sarcasm. I might not be one of the best people to play the sarcasm game, but if I meet someone who is very sarcastic, I love to have them around me. Because it's not like we don't have life issues, but we don't just want to focus on it. Like, we don't want life to like beating us and everywhere, succumbing to it and stuff. So yeah. Number 19 is, we're almost done. Number 19 is, I'm grateful for my inspiration to create. How could I have not had this on the list? How could I have not? See this Grammy girl. Remy is bad, as she knows, and it just takes just a little more time for the whole world to actually know that Remy bad. No talk, no long talk. Like, nobody does it like Remy. Like, there are a lot of things that I practice, a lot of things that I do. When I hear myself, even when I hear myself on the radio, I heard myself on the radio for the first time. I was like, my God, my family heard me on the radio for the first time, and everybody kept calling. So, and then I do some things, and then I send it to my friends, and when they hear, and they're like, bro, you were made for this. And I just cannot help but thank God for this gift. I mean, I could have not been on the line when God was sharing some things, like physical things, but when it comes to like intellectual stuff, I was there. I was collecting it. I was downloading it straight up. And I'm really grateful to God because he made me a beautiful mind. I promise you, my mind is one of the places that you'd want to be. How do I paint my mind? However you imagine your happy place to be, however you imagine a very peaceful place, a place that is so serene, a place where you can find serendipity, that's how my mind is. Yeah. And there was a time that serendipity was my watchword. Yeah, like, was one of my realest words. Now it's grateful. I don't be shouting grateful. Yeah. Number 20. The 20th thing that I am grateful for is that as you go, don't do it for the money. Now, if you're in line of the now this is very tempting, this is very triggering and provocative to somebody who is in the line or doing something in line with what I do in the media space, or even not even in the media space. You could be a photographer, you could be anything. And then you do something that needs to be paid for. You're not working for the government. You're doing something maybe for a private company. You're just on your own. You're an entrepreneur. People will come to you and tell you they want to pay you with exposure. I'm not joking. You know, before I started, I used to hear people like Cotty say, some of my friends that are photographers, they always rant about the fact that people don't respect them for their job and blah, 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 blah. I've entered my own. I can tell you for a fact. Don't worry. There's a rant about that. And that one is on the next episode another day. Don't worry. If I don't remember the next episode, best believe one day, one way or the other, I will definitely talk about it. Trust me. So it's very hard to not put money first in line. Like, it's very hard to not think about being paid for whatever you want to do. But most times, calm down. Like, don't put money in your mind. Like, that's one thing I've learned. Money will come. Sometimes you will do free work. Sometimes you do very mediocre things that, even when you're talking with your friends, that even if they are in the same workspace, shame go they catch you to talk your experience. Do you get? There are times I've been talking with my friends, like, oh, you've done this, how much did you charge? Like, to even have the conversation is so shameful, it just turns into laughter because people will feel like, oh, lo, eh? They will rub shit on you, they want to, you know, I don't know how to translate that to English, I'm sorry. But it's hard not to think about the money, but when you do some things, first, don't think about the money. I'm not saying that when people want to take it for food, you should let them in, but think about other things like the passion and other things, like whatever the reason is. I don't want to list my own things for you. But whatever the reason is that you're doing some things, think about it first before the money. So that you're not just so overwhelmed and so choked on money that you don't even do a great job. Do you get? Because like me, if I do something, I always want it to be a great job, but regardless, if you cheat me, it's between you and God. 21. The 21st thing on my list that I've learned or that I'm grateful for is that whenever I feel less in control, I don't know what to do or how to even do anything, I go back to where it all started from. Where did it all start from? God. It started from, I go back to my drawing board. I put myself in that headspace as to how and why I do some things that I do or why I'm where I am. And even if I don't have the answers or even if I'm not able to visualize or see any drawing board or anything, I look to God, because I'm really grateful for that, because most times I don't know what to do, but then, like, I don't know who to talk to. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't know what to say. I don't know if I reach out to anybody, they would understand what I'm going through. But then I remember that there's a God out there, not out there, even here. Like, he's here beside me. He's listening to what I'm doing and everything. So I'm trying also not to let myself get so overwhelmed or overthink some things, or, you know, fret about some things. 22 or 22, all the things that I have learned. The truth is, you can't necessarily keep bragging all the time. There's no room for bragging. Like, even this is the way I'm stuttering. I'm trying to, like, find the words to, like, help you understand what I mean. Don't bluff. Don't brag. It doesn't just fit my own aesthetic, yeah? Maybe you work for other people's letdown to be bragging and showing off, you know, icebox, whatever, new car, new clothes. But I think in the process of learning how to not brag, you realize that life is really nothing and you just have to be grateful, and it helps you be more grounded and more sane. Okay, so that is that on 22 or 22, all the things that I have learned, all the things that, you know, I'm really happy for. Yeah, I hope that you learn one or two things. I hope that you're living a happy life. I hope that you're in a world where, I saw this somewhere and I would like to quote in no actual particular, in a world where everybody's trying to claim in, like, claim not being okay. Like, when it seems like you, like, I don't know how to put it, when it seems like being sad or not having a reason to be happy, it's like what people are clamoring for. Try to be happy. In a world of lack, try to have. I don't know what that means. In a world of hate, try to love. In a world of negativity, try to be positive. Not because of anybody, but for your own good. Because it is what you need. Because it will help you in the long run. Because it's just the best thing. I remember, I know... It's not like, for example, it's not like I don't have reasons to come and be down or be thinking right now. I promise you, if I want to do it, I will. I can. But I just realized that it doesn't pay off. And then if I let myself sink so deep into that dark hole, it will take a lot more than it took for me to get there to get out. So let's try to be happy. Let's try to be sane. Let's try to spread love. Let's try to practice what we preach. Let's try to do everything that we need to do. I love you. Thank you for always grinding with me. God loves you more. Have a great day. Bye.
Omniver Podcast.